The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, this is interesting. I've got some breaking news. Most of you are familiar with Nick Sandman. Now, if you don't recognize the name, remember the 16-year-old teenager from Covington, Kentucky, in Washington, D.C., at the March for Life. Is it coming back? Remember? A group of kids from Catholic high school in Covington, Kentucky, traveled to Washington for the March for Life last year. And they were just waiting for their bus to pick them up when a bunch of, what do they call themselves, black Israelis, black, I don't know, a bunch of black radicals who pretend to be Jews started harassing these college kids. I mean, harassing them. And the college kids, or not the college kids, the high school kids kept their cool, and in order to keep their cool, began doing school chants like they would do at a basketball game or a football game to take their mind off of the bullying by these radicals that were trying to get them all riled up. Well, right in the middle of all that, remember, the Native American activist got right up in the face of Nick Sandman, started chanting and beating on his drum right in the kid's face. Now, if you remember, Nick Sandman didn't instigate it. He didn't approach the Native American. It was the Native American who came to him. But he kind of smirked. He smiled. Well, here's this nut job right in his face, and he just stood his ground, and he smiled. News media went crazy, said that he was he had instigated this, and he was racist because he instigated this with the Native American, blah, 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 blah. It was very quick that we learned the truth. It was less than 24 hours that the truth was known. He didn't instigate it. He was not wrong in any way. In fact, he should be commended for how he kept his cool under the circumstances. If anybody was the instigator, it was the Native American guy and the black Israeli guys. Well, the mainstream media didn't care about facts. They didn't treat him like they have treated Greta Thunberg. They reported all kinds of absolutely false things about Nick Sandman. And if you remember, his Catholic high school condemned him publicly. Before they knew any of the facts, they condemned their own students. Remember that? Well, as a result, Nick Sandman, his parents, acquired the services of a very well-known attorney, and he has filed lawsuits against the Washington Post, NBC, the Cincinnati Inquirer, CNN, a whole host of people. Nick Sandman and his family have sued. Well, here is the breaking news, and let me read from a local Cincinnati TV station reporting this just moments ago. Quote, CNN agreed Tuesday to settle a lawsuit with Covington Catholic student Nick Sandman. The amount of the settlement was not made public during a hearing at the federal courthouse in Covington. Sandman filed lawsuits against the Washington Post, NBC Universal, each for $250 million or over. And well, he sued a whole bunch of people. I don't blame him. So while the details are not known, CNN has settled out of court. I hope this kid got a lot of money. I do. His name was drugged through the mud. And again, his own school turned against him. So anyway, that's breaking news just a short time ago. CNN, again, I'm quoting from the news report, CNN has agreed Tuesday to settle a lawsuit with Covington Catholic student Nick Sandman. The details are not known. The amount of the settlement is not known. But good for him. Good for him. That poor kid was put through the ringer. He was smeared. He was libeled. And I hope he got a bundle of money. The other cases are still pending. In fact, here are some of the people that he has sued. The Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, The Guardian, National Public Radio, TMZ, Atlantic Media Incorporated, Capitol Hill Publishing, the Diocese of Covington, because the Diocese of Covington publicly condemned their own students before they had any of the details. The Diocese of Lexington, the Diocese of Louisville, the Diocese of Baltimore. And then individuals, Anna Cabrera, CNN, Sarah Sidner, CNN, Aaron Burnett, CNN, S.E. Cup, CNN, Amanda Watts, CNN, Emanuela Grinberg, CNN, host of Washington Post, reporters, Sarah Mervosh for the New York Times, Maggie Haberman, New York Times, David Brooks, New York Times, Andrea Mitchell, NBC, Savannah Guthrie, NBC, Joy Reid, MSNBC, Chuck Todd, NBC, HBO, Bill Maher, Warner Media, Condé Nast, GQ Magazine, The Hill, The Atlantic, Ilhan Omar, Elizabeth Warren, Kathy Griffin, Alyssa Milano, Jim Carrey. This kid and his attorneys have gone on the offense. And, you know, a lot of times we would just dismiss this. But this case was so blatantly twisted, turned. And the sad thing, like I said, within 24 hours, we knew the truth. We knew this young man and the students that were with him were not the instigators. We knew that. That was absolutely positive. We knew from the extended video that these kids, rather than being condemned, should have been commended the way they handled themselves. They're just kids, a bunch of teenagers. And and days and weeks after we knew the truth, much of the mainstream media was continuing to spread lies, disinformation, and slandering this young man and his friends from the Catholic high school. So, if they get enough settlements, and by the way, a lot of times in a case like this, if one news organization settles, it puts enormous pressure on the other news organizations and individuals to do the same and settle. So it looks like this is beginning to come to a head, and CNN is the first to reach a settlement with Nick Sandman. Fascinating stuff. May his tribe increase. All right, again, quick break. So don't go away. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, once again, we've got 10 years to live. And it's all over. Done. Finished. We're all going to die in about 10 years. Now, the only problem is we've been hearing this for about 40 years now. Yeah, for about 40 years. If you go back 35, 40 years ago, if you don't believe me, check it out. All of the experts, and I mean all of the experts, were saying we're going to freeze to death. We're about to enter a new ice age. Check it out. No, I'm serious. Check it out. Look what the experts were saying 30 and 40 years ago. We're entering a new ice age. Now, the reason was because we were releasing all of these gases into the atmosphere. That's why they changed the Freon in your car. It's no longer Freon. Now it's what, R34, isn't that what it is? And Freon in your refrigerator. And the gas in your hairspray that caused the propellant in your hairspray. All of these things were going up, and it was going to produce this cloud atmosphere blocking out the rays of the sun. And we were going to enter into a new ice age, and we had about 10 years to do something about it, or we were all going to die. Well, now it's global warming. And once again, we've got 10 years. This time, it is Jane Fonda and Stephen Colbert on the Late Show on CBS last night. Stephen's guest, among many, was Jane Fonda. And listen to this conversation. This occurred last night. Stephen Colbert, I want to talk to you about a subject near and dear to your heart. And it should be near and dear to all of our hearts. You've started these Fire Drill Fridays about climate change. Tell me what your objective is here. Jane Fonda. Well, humankind is facing the greatest crisis we've ever faced. And there were all these young students that were sacrificing a lot and working so hard. I spent a lot of time now with these young students, and they're scared. Now, let me just stop. Why are they scared? Because they have been told by idiots like Jane Fonda, you only have 10 years to live. That's why they're scared. Anyway, she says, I've spent a lot of time with these young students and they're scared. And a lot of young people are even suffering from, they're calling it extinction illness. Now, have you heard of this? Kids in school are being scared so severely by their teachers that we're all going to die, the planet is going to go up in flames because now of global warming, that they are now calling it extinction illness. And kids are literally getting sick out of pure fear. All right, back to Jane Fonda. A lot of young people are even suffering from, they're calling it extinction illness, and I just felt I wasn't doing enough. And the scientists were saying, we have 10 years before it's going to go so far over the cliff that there's no turning back. The environment and climate will unravel, and there is nothing we can do. Now, again, the only problem, if you go back 10 years ago, you will find the experts saying, we have just 10 years. It's all we have. So now, fast forward 10 years, and what are they saying? Well, you know, we only have 10 years. She goes on. And so I said, okay, I'm famous. Oh, my goodness. I'm quoting. And so I said, okay, I'm going to, well, I'm famous. I have a platform. I'm going to move to D.C. I'm going to put my body on the line, and I'm going to do these things in the process. I'm going to learn a lot, too. And the young people have been with me all the way, and it's incredible what has happened. At that point, the audience went crazy with applause. Every Friday, I thought it would kind of peter out. Every Friday, there is more and more people, and they come from all over, and most of them have never engaged in civil disobedience before and risk getting arrested. For quite some time now, Jane Fonda has gotten herself arrested every Friday. She calls it, what is it, Fire Drill Fridays, and she finds a way to get herself arrested every Friday, and then she gets released and so forth. Colbert said, if the police down there are fed up with you leading these protests, she said, I'm white, I'm famous, and so you know what happens is different from what would happen if I was a person of color and if I wasn't famous. Really? Yeah. So Jane Fonda is going to save the world. Then did you hear about this? I think I have just enough time to deal with it quickly. Michelle Williams, she is an actress. I'm not real familiar with it. I've heard her name. But she won a Golden Globe the other night at the Golden Globe Awards. And in her speech, she literally said that she has to thank her abortion for her success. She would not be a success if she had not had an abortion early in her career. She really said this. A child would have gotten in the way. She didn't want a child. And because she had the right to choose and because she could kill her unborn baby, that has allowed her to become a success and win the Golden Globe. Think about the implications of that. I wouldn't be a success if I hadn't killed my baby. But my success was so important that that unborn baby meant nothing. If it meant killing a human being for me to be a success and to be famous and to get a Golden Globe, if it meant killing an unborn human baby, if that's the price for me to be famous and successful, then so be it. Now, think about that. Think about that. Can you imagine anything more narcissistic? This is American Entertainment Today.